From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is The Patient Pair in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Academy Library was a quiet giant, slowly sinking into the long shadows of evening. Dust motes, disturbed by some unseen current, danced in the last lingering beams of orange light that slanted through the high-arched windows. Most students had already vanished, their chatter fading like distant bells down the long stone hallways, leaving behind a profound hush. But in the quietest corner of the nonfiction section, nestled between ancient tomes on cartography and the peculiar habits of fungi, two figures remained, hunched intently over a heavy leather-bound volume.
"Maybe," Linger said softly, their gaze still fixed on the page, not quite sharing Revise's immediate leap. "Or perhaps not." Revise, however, was already starting to push himself to his feet, his mind racing with possibilities. It could be a map to the old observatory tower, or a hidden passage behind the globe collection. "We have to go, now, before the library closes for the night, and we lose our chance." He imagined himself following the map, solving an ancient mystery, the thrill of discovery already thrumming through him. "Wait," Linger said, their hand gently resting on the open page, a quiet anchor. "Let's just stay with it a moment longer. Rushing is how you miss things, the small details that matter most." Linger leaned down further, their nose almost touching the delicate paper. They took a slow, deep breath, drawing the air into their lungs. "It smells funny," Linger announced, their eyes still closed in concentration. "Funny how?" Revise asked, pausing his ascent, his initial urgency momentarily forgotten. "Like old paper? All these books smell like old paper." "No," Linger contradicted, finally opening their eyes, which were now narrowed in thought. "Not just old paper. It smells like cinnamon. And the paper itself feels strange, thinner than the other books on the shelf." Linger carefully rubbed the corner of the page between their thumb and forefinger, feeling its texture with an almost scientific attention. "See," they pointed, holding it slightly against the faint light. "The light shines right through it, almost like tracing paper."
Revise knelt back down, his earlier excitement tempered by Linger's observations. Linger was right. The page was indeed almost as thin as tissue paper, and the air around it definitely carried a warm, spicy scent, a distinct departure from the usual musty smell of ancient books. A secret map to the observatory, he realized, wouldn't smell like cinnamon, and it certainly wouldn't be drawn on paper so fragile it might tear with a careless touch. His first idea, the one that had felt so bright and certain just a moment ago, suddenly seemed to unravel. It simply didn't fit with this new information, these unexpected details. He could feel the initial rush of excitement draining away, like water receding from a beach. But in its place, a different feeling began to bloom, a calmer, more profound curiosity, a desire to understand rather than just to discover. "You're right," Revise admitted, looking at the drawing again, but with entirely new eyes. The dots and lines hadn't changed, but his perception of them had. "My star map idea doesn't make sense anymore. The evidence has changed, and my explanation needs to change with it." He tapped a thoughtful finger on the page. "So it's not a constellation. What is it then?" He let go of his first shiny theory without a hint of regret. It wasn't a failure, he understood. It was simply a step, a necessary part of the journey. Now they could look for an answer that fit all the clues, not just the first, most obvious one.
"What's on the other side of this page?" Linger wondered aloud, their fingers still cradling the book gently, as if it were a fragile bird. Revise looked at the opposite page. It was mostly blank, but here and there were a few faint dark smudges, like accidental ink blots from a messy quill pen. They seemed random, meaningless, just stray marks on an otherwise empty surface. But Revise remembered what Linker had said about the paper's unusual thinness. An idea, delicate and intriguing, flickered to life in his mind. "Linker, hold the page up," Revise instructed, his voice low with anticipation. "Hold it so the light from the window shines through it, directly through the page with the drawing." Linker carefully lifted the thin page, holding it steady. The last golden-orange light of dusk poured through the translucent paper, illuminating it from behind. And then, in that moment, they both saw it. The faint ink smudges on the opposite page were suddenly visible through the paper, and they lined up perfectly with the dots of the constellation. The drawing and the smudges weren't two different things at all. They were two halves of one single complete picture, waiting to be revealed.
The combined image was no longer a star chart, or any kind of map. It was a clear, precise diagram. It showed a tiny, curled-up creature, almost like a miniature caterpillar, and the lines pointed to a small shaker sprinkling dust over it. The creature, they realized with a shared gasp of understanding, was a nocturnal bookworm, a rare and exceptionally shy resident of the library, known for its iridescent skin and love of old paper. The drawing was not a secret map, but an instruction manual, a guide to its care. "Cinnamon," Revise and Linger said at the exact same moment, the word a soft echo in the quiet library. They peered carefully into the book's spine, where the pages met the binding, and there they were, two tiny, iridescent worms curled up fast asleep in a small, cozy hollow. They hadn't been found by accident. This book, with its special thin pages, was their carefully constructed home. Following the diagram's silent instructions, the pair tiptoed to the head librarian's desk, where they found a small labeled shaker, for the worms. They returned to the quiet corner and gave the book a gentle dusting of cinnamon, just as the diagram showed. "If we'd run off to the observatory," Revise said, carefully closing the book and placing it back on the shelf, the leather cool and smooth beneath his fingers, "we would have been completely wrong, and these little guys would have missed their dinner." Linger smiled, a quiet, knowing expression. "It's a good thing we decided to linger," they said. The very last ray of sun finally vanished from the window, and the library was quiet once more, the bookworms now peacefully nourished in their secret home.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the patient pair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.